how do the two stars react? I mean, you know, you look at the poor performances in the first game, and you know, I love the fact that the Bulls challenged him with everything. A lot of teams just let him take the open jumper and try to encourage that. The Bulls actually went out and challenged those shots too. So I would imagine that maybe the defensive rotation and the number of bodies that were thrown at him had an effect maybe toward the end of the game. But those guys are proud players, and they're guys that understand that their legacy is at line here. I know you know, Wade obviously has won a title, but that's why James went to Miami, and he didn't play very well. I expect big things out of them, and yet I don't know. I don't know where they're going to make the huge impact if they don't run plays. It seemed like there was far too much just isolation plays.
Yeah, they just have to rotate the ball more and get the ball to these guys on the move. And you know, it's pretty rare this season when James and Wade have been humbled. And I use that word carefully because they were humbled the other night. You know, they were diminished. You know, the way that Wade was dunked over and blocked by Noah, the way that LeBron just seemed to disappear offensively in a way that he rarely does. I expect big bounce games from both guys. And the question is whether that'll be enough. You know, normally when you say that James and Wade are taking over a game, the Heat are winning, but I'm not sure if that's enough in this series, and I think that's going to be part of the intrigue tonight. I think the big two are going to have big games because they normally do after they've had off games, but will that be enough is the question that Heat fans are wondering.